What is up, everybody? This is a normal, but weird, but different episode of Hashtag Follow the Conversation. This is the show where we talk about whatever we want to. This is me, your host, Drewby, with my co-host, Michael.
What's up? This is weird. We're in the same room. We can see each other.
It makes it so much easier to podcast, to set it up, to record, to edit. Like, it's all so much easier this way.
Baby on the beat.
We got the newest member of the CultureMyPeoples.com's page. Oh, wait, Michael. We are no longer the CultureMyPeople.com.
Spoilers, we changed our name, if you didn't know. Which you, I guess you would have to know at this point, because we killed the old RSS feed. That was kind of unintentional, but I guess it's okay, because it's done now.
You've got no choice. You have to move on. You know, we have moved on. We've let that part of our lives go. We are ready to accept the new thing in our lives, that is WhackMatters.com.
I'm trying to see if WhackMatters is in the iTunes store.
I think it is.
I submitted it. I don't know if it's actually there yet. Either way, if you were listening to this and you somehow found it, there's a new RSS feed. The link is fixed on our page. It's also just feeds.feedburner.com/WhackMatters.
I mean, I have been getting the Whack Matters updates. Here are some of our most recent podcasts.
What did you do to get that?
Those are the one I paste. I believe I did what you told me to do.
Take the
RSS feed and paste it in manually.
But I was curious if it would show up in the feeds, in the like the store.
In the store, when you search.
Yeah.
So if you went into BeyondPod and then just decided to search WhackMatters.com, would you find this or not?
I don't know. I'm checking right now. WhackMatters, search.
This is live, people.
See, it's jank because right now it just shows that it's already in my feed. So maybe I should delete it first?
Perhaps.
Whatever, I'm going to leave it.
Yeah, so WhackMatters.com, this is a... you kind of brought this up to me probably about 2 weeks ago now and said, you know, we need to change the name for the site. And it's been done. We've decided on a podcast. We've got on a site name. We've got a new mascot. It's all coming together.
In the meantime, like, we did the thing where we started a new podcast because we were trying to play Trackmania and it was downloading too slow. And now we've committed to, like, this nightmare of a podcast schedule.
Nightmare is correct. And it's not just the schedule, but the whole thing itself is just kind of nightmarish.
We started a new podcast. It's called...
American's Idol.
American's Idol. It's about American Idol, the TV show, season 15. It's the final episode.
You would have never guessed.
Final season. Yeah, it's a thing. It's different. It's a different show.
It is... perhaps the most unique show we've ever done.
Yeah, we basically are just trying to watch every episode and then give our commentary on it.
But it's more than commentary.
I don't want to like spoil it
right.
or anything, but you should check it out.
It's
different.
Go check it out. If you're not necessarily watching it, although it would help if you're watching American Idol, check out the podcast, listen to a couple episodes. They're short. You know, these episodes tend to be like an hour long. These, I think, the most have been a little over half an hour, so...
Yeah, the first one was the longest because we explained a little bit.
A lot more manageable shows, but do check that out. The latest addition to the to WhackMatters.com.
What have you been doing outside of the American Idol podcast? Because I feel like I've seen you almost every day.
Well, because of our crazy podcast schedule, you've been stuck with me quite regularly recently. However, I have actually had a life outside of hanging with you this last week, so...
Do you play games? You watch TV? What'd you do?
Yeah, so, we'll start off. Cultural Screening is back. Last week, me and Mark posted Baby on the Beat. That's a great... There's our shot. That is our shot. Our thumb... Our
Confused Molly.
Our thumbnail. Cultural Screening is back. Me and Mark recorded a show last week. I have to post it. As of this recording... Probably, but by the time you guys see this episode or listen to this, it should be up on the site. And,
Is that true? Can you do that? We can post this right now.
Oh, crud. I'm going to have to, like, force you, like, hold on. But, we'll get that posted and set up. We recorded it super, super late, partially because of Mark's schedule, but also partially because...
We're recording American's Idol.
Because we have committed to, like, this... worst podcast.
The reason that we're together right now is because we're going to be recording American's Idol.
Yes, we've got another episode to record, and then we'll be caught up until the end of the week when we've got to record two more podcasts.
Oh my goodness.
But Cultural Screening is back, so check that episode out. We're going to get back in kind of the string of things. We got a new TV show that we're covering. Legend of DC's Legends of Tomorrow, new show on the CW.
Oh, I forgot.
As well that's here now. Marvel's Agent Carter. So if you for our opinions and more on those shows, check out Cultural Screening on WhackMatters.com.
It's weird because, like, I can tell when you're talking and I can, like, slightly talk over you and it's not a big deal.
No.
It doesn't, like, freak out.
No, it's so much easier to play off of each other, like you were talking about with American's Idol.
American's Idol would not work if it were a Skype podcast or Google Hangouts on air. Sorry, brand.
we're Google people here. We do nothing but Google. But yes, I have actually been playing stuff outside of that. I started Dark Souls again.
Yeah, we talked about this. Did you mention, was this on the show? Or was this a question
outside? I think this is a question outside. So I came to Michael and I was like, all right, Michael. Michael knows me pretty well. And he knows specifically a lot of the games that I've played and haven't finished. And so I came to him and said, okay, Michael, what game should I finish? Like, of all the games that I have beat, what game should I go back to and finish? And you said Dark Souls.
Yeah. One of the greatest games of all time.
Perhaps your favorite, one of your favorite games of all time. It's
definitely in my top five.
Yes. Which is saying something.
Yeah, I played a lot of games. I found out I played over 230 games.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
But, so I started Dark Souls again. Imagine this. I had to relearn how to play that game a little bit.
It's not surprising. It's a hard game. You started at a very far point in the game.
Yes. But, you know, some of the skills still stuck with me. Once I figured out the controls and kind of got back into it, I was able to kind of just continue on, you know? There's still stuff I'm a little rough on as far as combat, like, all right, how do I fight these enemies and how do I fight these enemies? But, oh wait, no, I gotta roll. Where are my iframes? And then, like, run and all this stuff. Which one's sprint? What does all that do? So, but yeah, I made a little progress. I have exited what I was in, the Duke's Archives. I'm still in the Duke's Archives, but now I have a clear path to the Crystal Caves, and that's kind of where I'm at in the game currently. I want to keep playing that game. It's kind of nice. You've said, Michael, I have conquered the hardest part of that game in Simone Ornstein, and now it's smooth sailing from here on out.
Smooth sailing is a strong term, but okay, we'll go with it.
No, I want to keep playing that game. It was nice to kind of get back into that, so I'm looking forward to playing more of that. Also, in that same vein, I really like Bloodborne, Michael. I really want to play more Bloodborne.
You keep trying to get me to play Bloodborne.
I want you to come back to Bloodborne.
Bloodborne is not a great game for my current schedule. I want to play Bloodborne. I like it. But also, like, when I sit down, usually I'm a little tired at this point. I'm like, I don't want to play Bloodborne. It's just going to slap me in the hand over and over.
Yeah, it's a hard game to play. Especially with you know... Baby on the beat in the scene now. It's a little bit. I can understand, but I will. That Bloodborne co-op was a lot of fun, and I'm gonna
kind of cheesy. Like, we were cheesing the game, honestly.
Yeah, I guess, but is it? I mean, okay. I do not want to co-op Dark Souls. Like, that is a game that I want to continue on and finish by myself. I don't want your help on that, Michael. But Bloodborne, I would feel better about co-oping.
Bloodborne is, I mean, technically we're cheesing it, but also technically we're not cheating. Like, these are things that are in the game for people to do. We're not the only people to have ever, I've heard stories about people co-oping through, like, Dark Souls and Dark Souls 2. So it's not out of the question for people to do this. It's just the hardcorest of hardcore are going to say that we're babying it. And, you know, I'm okay with it because there's no way I'm going to be able to beat Bloodborne by the time Dark Souls 3 comes out.
Would you be okay? Alright, so Dark Souls 3 comes out. Would you be comfortable with co-oping that game? Or is that something that you would like to keep in kind of the same spirit of, like, I want to actually just do this myself?
The point of my life that I'm at, it might be okay to co-op. Yeah. I'm not sure. They may be changing the way co-op works in that. In Dark Souls 2, I did a lot of helping other people. Like, I didn't necessarily... I use help for some bosses just from random people, but also if I fought a particularly hard boss or had to do something particularly difficult, I would just throw my summon sign on the ground because the type of covenant that I joined was I gained levels in the covenant, which eventually gave me better spells by helping other people. So I would go find bosses that I liked to fight or that were hard or that were really good with multiple people, and I would just camp there for hours and help people beat them over and over, which gave me souls, it gave me stuff for my covenant. I helped people, that made me feel good.
Yeah.
Those games are rad.
Yeah, they are. If I can finish Dark Souls 3, 1 and before Dark Souls 3 comes out, maybe during the summer sale, pick up Dark Souls 2 and start working my way through that.
Dark Souls 2 is a really good game.
Or perhaps, like, you wanted to do with Bloodborne, or Dark Souls 2, play that game kind of the week it comes out and, like, enjoy it with the rest of the world for what it is.
Dark Souls 2 was really fun for me to enjoy with everyone else and to, like, there's a podcast called Bonfireside Chat. Like, listen to that podcast as I was playing through it. That stuff's really cool, and you get to hear all the different stories about people hitting the same areas that you are. It's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so Dark Souls, it's a thing that I think both of us can recommend on this site as a great game.
Yeah, that was my 2013 favorite old game of the year or something.
Probably whenever you played it.
Yeah, whenever we did that.
Was it 2013? Was it that long ago?
I don't know.
2014 maybe?
I don't know.
It's a long time ago, man. We're old.
Back when we used to do the Culture My People.
Back game, was it Culture My People at that point?
Yeah, it was Culture My People, because I remember we talked about it a little bit in the
video game podcast.
The giant podcast we recorded on a GoPro in your living room.
Oh yeah. Yeah, our game of the year. Wonderful.
Oh, good no. stuff. I just clicked on something.
Michael's freaking stuff. Alright. So Dark Souls, I'm playing that. Let's see. I played a little bit more Fallout this last week. So I kind of fell out of it a little bit. Over the Christmas break I got a Rumble Galaxy, you know, and then I just never kind of had the drive to go back and finish that, unfortunately. But I actually went by and back in and played it. And I was like immediately was like, this game is still like this. I really enjoy that game. I'm glad that I picked it up. I think it is a good Fallout game. There was kind of a controversy that me and Michael listened to where on our sister site, giantbomb.com, they still thought Baby on the Beat. They thought that Fallout 4 was not a new enough thing that it deserved probably the most disappointing game of 2015.
Is that what won? I can't remember.
I don't think it won
okay.
that category. But Jeff made a strong... He was very adamant that that had to be on the list. I don't even remember if it made top 3, but he was very disappointed with that game. I came into it... It's a Bethesda game, another Bethesda game, and I think, you know, they upgraded it. It plays better than Fallout 3 did. It plays differently than Skyrim, but, I mean, they're both, like, fantasy games, and this is a shooter, so, I mean, they're different in that vein. But I think it's still a good game, and I've really enjoyed my time with it. I want to put more time into that. I think at this point I'm going to have to start picking up and caring about the story. Like, all right, I've done a lot of the side stuff. Now let's go back into the story and progress that a little farther. Because you and I came at that game kind of in different ways, where you went in, and you're like, all right, I'm just going to... plow through the story because that's the most that's kind of the important thing. You're kind of RP'd it a little bit.
Yeah, I can relate. The guy has kids stolen. I now have a kid. I was like, if I had a kid stolen, I would probably not go build houses in the wasteland
or collect like comic book hero like
yes memorabilia and costumes.
Yeah, costumes, and then become yeah. So whereas I went in, did a bunch of the side stuff, and that's still fun. It was fun. It was great. So. Played a little bit more of that. Like that. I want to keep playing that. Let's see. I think I may have reached my time with Rebel Galaxy.
You're done with Rebel Galaxy? How many hours you put in?
I put in 30 at least.
Was that worth $15?
Definitely.
Wait, did you buy that game?
I did not buy that game.
I didn't think you bought that game. Wait a second.
I did not pay for that game. I did not give a cent for that game. That was a Christmas gift.
Was it worth getting as a Christmas gift?
It was totally... It was a great Christmas gift, Michael. You did good. But, I put... So, I reached a point in that game where I had this mini shit that was doing really good, and I was kind of plowing through all the content that I was at level at. And then as I started progressing, it's like, all right, I want to get a better ship. And so I was saving money. And I bought this giant ship. I cannot remember the name of it, but it's got like a little like face on the front of it. Like the way the lights are, it kind of looks like a face.
Okay.
And the way that the ship plays, it's so big and so slow that it just kind of like, you know what? I've had my fun with this game. I've put like 30 hours into it. I may come back to it at some point, but I think for now, I think I'm going to check out of that game. I did not beat the campaign, but I don't think you have to beat the campaign in Rebel Galaxy to enjoy Rebel Galaxy for what it is and for what it does. One thing that would be cool is if I invest enough time to create a custom soundtrack for that game, that could be really cool. But at this point, I don't really feel like investing that much time. So
she was very happy with something that happened. She's like, custom soundtrack, that's great.
You know what? Molly's already got good taste. You're doing good so far, Mike. She
watched me play Undertale. I think that's the only game she's seen.
Okay.
And by watch me play Undertale, She slept while I tried to play it with one hand.
Well, she consumed it through her earlobes.
I was wearing headphones.
So she consumed none of that game.
She saw none of Undertale, but she was around while it was being played. The same with a little bit of Shining Force, Resurrection of the Dark Dragon.
Gotcha.
Which I played. We mentioned that last week.
Yeah.
Hi. We mentioned that last week, and I played that a little bit on the Game Boy Advance, and then I played a little bit of Trackmania with you the other day. I was happy to play some Trackmania.
Yes, we finally got into some Trackmania. Last week, you broke the story.
Yeah.
Trackmania 2 was a thing again.
Trackmania has been back for 3 weeks, and now we're playing it.
Kind of 4 weeks.
That's true. Actually, probably
six. Longer than that.
Probably 6 weeks now. Yep. And Trackmania's back. I broke the story. I've been playing it. Well, by been playing, I mean I played for an hour, and it was great. It was what I wanted.
Yes, yes.
The only downside is there's not enough people playing.
Yeah, so it's not as fun.
But we can fix this. Look at look into these eyes. These eyes want you to play Trackmania. Oh, there we go. Oh, she's drooling. Look out.
That's beautiful. It's the sign of adorableness.
We need to play Trackmania. Go to Trackmania 2 Stadium and download the demo and play on the Giant Bomb unofficial server.
Mm-hmm. There are some explicit tracks in there.
That's true.
Heads up.
The music has a little bit of language, but the dubstep is real. It's a real dubstep.
It really happens. When Taylor tells you to listen to this sick beat, she means it this time.
Yeah. Also, there's a Call Me Maybe remix. Also, there's all kinds of remixes.
Good tracks, good music, Trackmania 2.
Other than that, I haven't been playing any games.
Yeah.
I did that.
Yeah, so, I don't think I've played much else. I got back into a little bit into Fire Emblem Awakening. Yep. I haven't played that game in over a week now. I need to get back in. I really need to pick that up. I mean to play that game. It's a good game. It's a great tactical game.
We're in a weird scenario because we've been spending a lot of time together watching American Idol. But I don't want to spoil anything from American's Idol because of how good it is.
There is gold there, people. And you need to listen to it to check it out. So, whackmatters.com and then check out American Idols.
So I thought about
American's Idol.
If American's Idol is great enough, like, should we do something on The Voice? Like, is that something we're going to commit to? And I'm like, I don't know if I want to. I'm going to need a break after this.
See, here's the thing. How many episodes of The Voice are there?
Lots.
Is it this crazy?
There's at least one a week, which I guess is not insane, but I think that there might be 2 weeks for some.
Garbage. See, if it was only one a week, I would be okay with continuing this.
And some of the double weeks we've seen so far are an hour and a half.
Oh.
And, like, that's a long time.
So you watch an hour and a half, record a podcast, watch an hour and a half, record a podcast.
Notes. I have notes on every contestant, and, like, man.
You're seeing into our process, guys.
I'm going to sell this notebook for money afterwards, but I got to rip out the front page because it's my idea for a video game that I wrote down.
Okay, so take that idea, but then the rest of it you can just get.
But also, like, it's the back of it is the beginning of the American Idol auditions, so I don't know how I'm going to deal. Maybe I'll just rewrite the first page and it will be a non-original.
Perhaps. Oh, man. She's really into what's going on here. Like, she really cares.
She is very photogenic. She's a natural on the camera.
She's probably our biggest fan.
She has had more pictures taken of her in the 7 weeks she's been alive than we've had in the last 15 years of our lives.
This may be true.
Yeah.
I don't know. You would know better because you know actually how many pictures have been taken of Molly.
Yes, lots. Well, I have tons on my phone. Amanda has tons on her phone that she shares a lot of photos on Facebook. She may be that annoying person, but also there's like a bazillion she hasn't shared. So there's that.
There's that as well. You had a professional come in.
That's true. That was I forget a lot about what happened around the time she was born. I was sleep deprived and it was vacation, and it was a good time, but also I don't remember anything.
Might have been a good time for Trackmania.
It would have been a good track. In fact, I bet that's why he brought the server up. Too bad I didn't know about it when all of our family was here. We could have all played Trackmania together.
That could have been a great time, but, you know, let bygones be bygones.
Something. I can talk about my music.
Yeah, so challenge. Michael, why do you look like a tool bag?
So I bought this set of headphones that they're like the first nice pair of headphones I've ever owned. I mentioned last week I'm doing a music challenge where I'm trying to listen to every single album to come out in 2016.
You're a crazy person.
An unrealistic and absurd thing that I'm actually still doing okay on.
Okay.
Kind of still on schedule.
Okay.
And I always look for good headphones, but I've kind of reached the point where I had some Amazon gift card money, and I was going to take the plunge on, like, a lower-end set of nice headphones. So I bought these guys. They're, like, Audio-Technica 50 M50Xs, I think is what they're called.
Okay.
They're the nicest pair of headphones I've ever owned. They're pretty sweet.
I listened to them a little bit before the show. They're pretty tight.
I'm going to be wearing them all the time now because I have a lot of albums to listen to.
Are you going
to
walk into work tomorrow and then just have those around
100%.
Your neck?
I already told Justin that I'm going to start wearing them at work.
You shouldn't have said anything and just let it go and then just...
Yeah, so I'm listening to lots of albums. Turns out there's a lot of albums that are not great, but there's also a lot of albums that are.
Really?
It's a really hit or miss process. The benefit is I am getting more good albums faster than I would have gotten if I had not done this challenge. There's some albums I wouldn't have known about or would have seen and not thought I would care. But when I listen to them, I'm like, oh, I actually really like this. But then there's also a lot of albums that I knew I would not like. Like, there's an album in particular by Hank Williams Jr. that came out this year that I think will win, at least so far. It's number one candidate for worst album I had to listen to this year. And so, you know, going through some of that stuff, I had to listen to a Kidz Bop album because that meets the requirements of the challenge. So I don't know. We'll see how this goes. I'm getting a lot of good stuff, getting a lot of bad stuff. I have probably about 50-50 at this point.
Okay.
Whether I like an album or not like an album. And then some of them I like, but I don't necessarily want to go back and listen to. And then I flagged a lot, like probably 15 that's like, okay, I want to dig into these when we have a slower week. We had 2 weeks where like 30 plus albums were released in the same week. And that makes it difficult to re-listen to a lot of stuff, which that's a downside of this challenge. I'm getting more new music, but I'm not getting to listen to the stuff that I find as much as I would want to.
Maybe that makes 2017 the year to re-listen to 2016's list.
So I'm confused about what to do with 2017. I could use 2017 just to go back and listen to a bunch of stuff. I could use 2017 to explore older music that I haven't heard, because there's like years and years and years of music I don't know. And then I could also just use 2017 to be a normal year. Mm. But I feel like after I finish this challenge, I don't want just another normal year. There's got to be some weird thing to it. Mm. Normally what I do is I listen to some old ones, I listen to some new ones, and it's cool, and I listen to a lot of albums. Like, I listened to probably 80 albums last year, but considering I've listened to 47 this year, and it's not even February yet, I'm going to crush that record.
What is you care sharing what your favorite album is that you've discovered so far this year?
So far this year, if I had to pick a favorite album, it would probably be, I don't remember the name of the album, but the artist is Conrad Sewell.
Okay.
He did an EP, and it might just be named after him. No, it's called All I Know by Conrad Sewell. It's a 6-song EP. It's really, really good pop by some, like, Australian guy. He reminds me of, like, a mix between, it's a weird thing, a mix between Michael Jackson, Hanson, and Justin McCartney from, like, the mid-2K era.
Okay. I wondered if that was going to be your choice. I've listened to some before.
Now that I have these headphones, I specifically knew that I would want to re-listen to this, an album called, I'm looking it up, it's called Moth by Chairlift. I knew that I would want to re-listen to this once I got headphones, because I really liked it before. And I think I will extra like it with hearing all of the different effects that they're doing. I could tell that was happening on my computer speakers, but it's not the same.
Yeah. You're going to get spoiled on audio at this point.
Yeah, I'm planning on using these headphones a lot. So I'm going to wear them to the ground and then buy another pair in 4 months when I destroy them from listening to 1,000 albums or something stupid.
Do you care to... Oh, you got these off of Amazon?
Yeah, they were refurbed.
Okay. All right. And you would recommend these albums so far?
I would recommend the headphones, yeah, so far. But I've only listened to them for 45 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, that's good enough for a recommendation. That's
true. Some people would recommend on less. I've seen Amazon reviews. I've seen Amazon reviews for people that have never even bought the product. They just don't like it.
Amazon. The internet is a special thing.
But also... terrible.
You might as well get. It might as well just all be YouTube comments.
But you wouldn't be able to see this if we didn't have the internet.
So the internet's a great thing.
She's holding my headphone cord.
She's, yep. She's like, no, these are mine. She's got great taste. She's, you know, playing Downwell, or not Downwell. Undertale. And then, listen to these music.
See if I get these headphones on the baby.
There
we go.
I don't think she's a fan.
I don't think she knows what's going on.
Weird. Most of her life, she just doesn't know what's going on.
That's true. She's got to figure it all out.
She's starting fresh. Headphones included. She's starting fresh.
Yeah, we're going to record an episode of American's Idol after this. We're going to eat some dinner. It snowed like crazy here, but I feel like if we're talking about the weather, we failed as a podcast. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm trying. I don't see. There's not. Let's see here. This last week, pretty dead, I guess. I mean,
this week is when video games start.
Yes, that's
so
the point.
So I talked about last week briefly. Like, there's a long chain of games coming out that I want to check out, and this begins it. This Friday, The Witness comes out. So far, the reviews are saying that this game is incredibly complex and incredibly difficult. One of the reviewers said he was stuck on one puzzle for 5 days. And
that is ridiculous.
And they say that the puzzles build on themselves in a way that, like, if you cheat on one puzzle and you don't actually learn what you were supposed to learn, it's going to make doing the puzzles after that very, very hard. And they all build on each other. And also, like, you can get a quote-unquote ending, it seems like, within 20 hours. But it sounds like to get 100% completion, and there's probably lots of hidden secrets in this game. Because Braid had some crazy hidden stuff.
Oh, did it really?
Yeah. It sounds like it's going to be really long. Jonathan Blow said to complete it 80 to 100 hours is what he's assuming.
That's nuts. I'm
intimidated by this.
So Jonathan Blow, I saw this, I was at work when I saw this. Jonathan Blow tweeted a game key.
So what?
Jonathan Blow tweeted a game key for The Witness.
Dang it. I should have used it.
No, but here's the problem. He left the last three characters of this 15-digit key out. This was a hex key, so there was 16 possible options for each one of these three, which, well, 16 to the third, you do the math.
Sure.
This key was solved in about 38 seconds.
Okay.
By somebody on the internet. That is nuts.
It could be a lucky guess.
Yes. It could be. Hey, baby.
I don't even know how you design something to crack it faster than that. She's just looking at you.
Yep, she's staring at me. I don't know what. I don't know why.
You're the loudest person in the room.
Am I the loud?
She's like freaking out.
I'm the loudest person. I'm the loudest person in the room.
It's just like when you talk above a certain decibel level.
All right, I'll try to keep it below those decibels. You're funny. So they saw that. I saw that. I was loading up Steam, trying to, like, all right, type in these keys, like, I couldn't get it.
That's awesome.
The game is gonna be...
Actually, somebody might have a Steam key cracker, who knows?
Game's gonna be $40 on Steam, and PlayStation.
Plan on picking it up on the PS4.
Okay, you do.
What?
You plan on picking it up on the PS4?
Oh yeah, for sure. I've been planning to pick this game up for months.
Why won't...
Years, actually.
Why not the PC?
Because I didn't think about the PC. Maybe a PC would be better. because I didn't know it was on PC, probably.
Yeah.
I might pick it up on PC.
Yeah, see, that's why
right now, you can't... you can most certainly tell. The PC is in my bedroom. My bed is right over there by Drewby. Not the little one. That's Molly's bed.
No, Mike actually just, like, curls up into it.
And... It's a rough. Since we had the baby, I don't sleep as much. So,
Mandy kicked him out. Molly gets the bed now.
Yeah, so... To be fair, as soon as I leave in the morning, I'm pretty sure she just picks Molly up and puts her in my spot.
You know what? You were going to get replaced at some point.
Yeah, it might be easier if I do it here, because I have... Also, that makes me happier, because I now have... I can hook these headphones up to my PC.
Yeah, and then play The Witness, which is probably going to have decent audio.
Probably. I don't know. I have no idea. I know what to kind of expect in that game, but I don't really know what to expect, so I'm curious.
Yeah.
I'm very curious and also intimidated. It sounds hard. I'd never beat Braid. I'm that dude that played Braid and never beat it.
Think about it. You can play Trackmania 2 with those headphones now.
That is most certainly something I've already considered. The thing about Trackmania is, even with these headphones, which I normally use, I've noticed that some of the audio...
Really?
Some of the audio quality on some of those tracks is not very high, which is... Okay, so I have always used, like, $20 headphones, or the headphones that came with my phone, and I could never tell a difference
between high quality and low cost, like, if it's 120K or, like, 256K or whatever, like, I never knew...
Really?
I never knew what the different sound qualities actually sounded like, but when I put these headphones on, I started streaming a song, I listened to a Marshmallow track called Blocks, and then I started playing a song that I'm super familiar with, The Devil's Den.
Okay.
By Skrillex. And when the track first came on, I'm like, this doesn't sound very good. It's because it was streaming at a lower quality, which is something I never have been able to tell on lesser headphones, but I could tell on these. And then by the time it hit the midpoint of the song, everything just got so much clearer. And I was like, oh, dang, I'm actually going to have to start caring about sound quality of music now because I actually have headphones where it matters, which, you know, whatever, it that's going to be a weird thing for me.
Yeah, we will have to definitely see what's going to happen moving forward. Is it just the albums that you're most looking forward to? Do you have a specific album you want to play with on those headphones?
No, I mean, so I talked about the Chairlift album. The thing is, I don't have a lot of time for this. I want to go back to listen to albums that I know.
Okay.
And listen to the differences that I can now hear.
Dude.
So I went back and I listened.
Random Access Memories.
That's definitely on the list. I went back and listened to a song that I'm super familiar with, which is, of course, I can't remember the title now. It is a Weezer song from Pinkerton called El Scorcho. Okay. And listening to it with these headphones was interesting because, A, more so than usual, I was able to pick out the fact that this was recorded in a crappy studio. Like, this was recorded very low budget.
Okay.
And, like, there were specific things that I've never noticed. Like, you know, background vocals and stuff sounded better. But there was, like, specific parts of the song where, let me take it back.
No, I got it.
Where I could hear the echo in the studio from the acoustic guitar. So, like, he was singing into the acoustic and playing it, and I could hear the acoustic guitar echoing off the walls of the studio during one part of the song. Something I've never been able to tell before. It was a weird thing.
I had a teacher in college that would tell... He was an audio geek.
Mm-hmm.
And he would talk about, you know, having these... was it vacuum tube speakers?
Nice.
And like he would invest in audio and stuff. Like he's like, no, there's a difference and stuff like that. It's probably one of those things that when you go forward, you cannot go back.
Yeah. So like, I don't know. It's hard to describe, and it's also like a value thing. So it's like I really like the way that these headphones sound. I paid, I believe, $120 for these headphones.
Okay.
All things considered. There are headphones that cost like $2,000.
That's so nuts.
I bet money that they sound better. I just don't know if they sound that much better. Like that's what it really comes down to.
Yeah.
These definitely, I think, to me, were worth the $120 that I spent. I listen to a lot of music anyway, even without this challenge. And I really like the way that music sounds, so I think that they were worth this to me. But if I had to spend, say, $300, I'm sure they would sound better. Don't think it would be worth it to me.
Yeah. So how much did you pay for those ones? Do you mind?
$120. I said that. Yeah.
Okay. So $120 for those. That's something I could probably get behind at some point. But like $200 on a pair of headphones, I would have to have come into some cash.
Exactly. And I had come into to Amazon money, which is the reason I even started considering this. I had $50 of Amazon money. So I ended up paying whatever, $70 for these headphones, which... it's still a sizable amount for somebody getting into the foray of sounding better with music. Now, the problem is now that I've got these headphones, I started looking up, like, the cost of, like, nice amplifiers and, like, nice speakers for, like, the living room, and I cannot buy that stuff. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I have a very probably crappy pair of bookshelf speakers, but they sound okay to me compared to, like, the TV soundbar or something.
Okay.
And I bought, like, a car amp, and I think that sounds okay. Though now that I'm listening to these headphones, I'm probably just going to prefer listening to these headphones, period.
Yeah, you're... Like I
listen to a lot of music my wife doesn't like anyway, so...
Oh, there you go.
Hi.
There you go. So, The Witness is coming out. Laura Clough...
Laura Clough. She's a diaper lady. Cloth diapers.
An old spinstress. Lara Croft, what was the name of that game? The one that came out last year.
Tomb Raider something about...
Rise of the Tomb Raider?
Yeah.
Rise of the Tomb Raider is coming out in the 29th, I think this Thursday or Friday.
XCOM is next week.
Yeah, so we've got... We're coming to some games.
Do I want The Witness or do I want XCOM? I shouldn't buy them...
That's a great question.
They're really close together, and I don't need to spend that much money. And honestly, I would probably prefer to buy XCOM.
Really?
XCOM is so good.
You loved XCOM 1.
XCOM 1 is my favorite game I've never beaten.
Yeah. See, with the $40 with The Witness, I think I'd rather pick that one up. I still gotta play XCOM 1 anyway, and I think I'd like to play more of XCOM 1, and that can kind of scratch that tactical itch.
Man, I don't know. And then, what is that, 2 weeks later, is Fire Emblem Fates.
Yes, so that's...
And Birthright and Conquest, both of them.
Were you gonna say Birth by Sleep?
No.
No. Fire Emblem Birth by Sleep.
No, Kingdom Hearts has some terrible subtitles, let me tell you what.
What's the worst one?
365 over 2 days or whatever.
It's a bad one. Yeah, so are those both 3DS?
Yes, they're both 3DS.
That's weird. Do you know why they're releasing two right then?
I think they're trying to, like, capitalize... So we've seen Legend of Zelda Oracle of Ages and Seasons. We've seen all the Pokemon games come out in two-stage releases. I think they're trying to get some of that two-stage money.
Okay.
I mean, I'm probably going to buy them both. If they actually have different stories and stuff, I'm probably going to buy them both.
Yeah.
I really, really liked Fire Emblem Awakening.
Yep, and I'm still playing through that, so there's that.
The Division's March 8th. We talked about that.
So let me talk about The Division a little bit.
Have you seen the gameplay? Because I haven't.
I have not seen the gameplay for it, but what I did watch was a movie, a 30-minute like video, talking about kind of the origin of the agents in that game.
Okay, you told me that this existed. How was it?
It was an Ubisoft. It was okay. It was a cool little like, okay, there are four characters. They each kind of have their own story, but it didn't really tell the story. It was more just like, look at these guys. You should think that these people are cool.
They look cool. That's it.
Yeah, there was three guys and a girl on the team. It was really fun. It was kind of funny. There was this one scene in there where this Asian dude was talking about how there are these undercover agents, and they're like sleeper agents for the government, and they're gonna come. Basically, like there's an apocalypse taking place localized to New York City, okay. And these agents live in New York City undercover. And so he's like, "Yeah, this is all happening, all the happening and stuff." Someone breaks, a looter breaks into their apartment, and then this girl who they were like, "Yeah, could you get us some pizza? Thanks." She just starts chucking the pizza pan at the guy and like gets into a fight, and then like shoots him with her pistol and stuff like that. Like she came out in that way. It's all, basically, I learned kind of what that game is supposed to be. That game looks like it's, there was an apocalypse, a disease that went forth in New York City. They kind of quarantined off the city, so there are people trapped inside.
Are there zombies?
There are not zombies. People die from this, actually dead. But there is a cleaning squad that is going around basically burning and killing everybody who's coming into contact with it. And so they're like going around with flamethrowers and all of this stuff.
Is it likely that you play a character who is immune?
this is an Ubisoft game, probably. We'll see what this game looks like, but that's kind of what the setting is for it. I am interested in this game.
I'm watching some gameplay of this. It's a third person, it looks like a Splinter Cell, Conviction. Kind of. You can see your HUD floating in front of you, think, Dead Space. And, dude's picking up a bunch of stuff off the ground. He's running with a squad of three. Do you know what's the max squad size? Is it three?
It's four.
Okay, so you can do a four-person squad.
Yes, there are four people. It's all tactical. There's online co-op in this game. So, like, you and three of your closest friends could all hop into a fire, into a squad.
Is there a campaign?
Yes, there is a campaign.
Because it looks like it might just be online only.
This looks like online only, but I'd be almost positive there's a campaign. It's like, it appears like it's going to be a giant open world.
Talked to one of our Asian friends, Micah, and he was thinking that it was... He was not sure what it was. I don't know what this is either. Can you, like, get behind cover? Like, does it control
this one? Yeah, it's a tactical. I don't know how it controls.
This guy's not doing... Okay, there we go.
Yep, there he goes. Yep, it's definitely tactical. It's a tactical open world, like, shooter. I saw something in an article that was basically saying, hey, this game it could be a lot like Destiny.
Which, yeah, I can see that. I want it to play like Splinter Cell Conviction. We played Splinter Cell Conviction a lot. We've talked about it on the site. It's one of the site's recommended games. the co-op in that thing was so good. The single player was really good. The way that it controlled, once you got used to it, was super good. And then we tried to play Splinter Cell Blacklist, which you beat, right?
I did beat that.
I didn't beat it, but the co-op was, like, half-baked. It was not very well designed.
Nope.
I'm wondering how this is going to be in comparison, which it looks like it's just open world level. If I were to guess, there's going to be a lot of empty zones, and then in between these, or at the other end of these empty zones, is going to be areas that you think Gears of War. You're walking through a corridor, you walk into a room, there's cover and ammo everywhere. Of course, this is where people are going to fight. I'm wondering if it's going to be like that, or if there's actually going to be a campaign with designed levels and cool cutscenes. Like, you got to see Sam Fisher mess some people up in those cutscenes. That was part of the joy.
Yeah. I think that this will play like that. Like, you'll just have a giant open world. But, you know, how cool would it be to have, like, a giant open world Splinter Cell Conviction game?
I'm not a huge fan of open world. So, like, that's where the break is for me. I'm not sure if I care unless they're doing something that's not normal. So, I don't know. Something like Dark Souls, where it's technically an open world, but the levels are still well designed. Sometimes I think open world games can get lazy. They think that the open world is cool without the intricacy of the level design. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of want to see how this goes. I don't know. I'm very curious about this game. It's probably one of the games that I am most not sure what the heck it is this year.
And it keeps disappearing. Like, it's like, oh, it's going to come out 2014. Oh, we're going to push it back. Oh, good, come out 2015. Oh, we're going to push it back. Like, this game has been... We've heard of this game, and it's been around a block, and it's finally going to come out. We'll actually get a chance this time to see eventually what this game is going to end up being. So,
cool. Does that wrap it up?
I think that's unless you've got something else you'd like to share, like to talk about. Talked a lot about your headphones. I guess we'll have to get a report on that next week.
Yeah, I don't know what else I want to talk about, because most everything I've been thinking about is American Idol.
Yep.
And favorite TV show.
And for more information on that, check out American's Idol.
At whackmatters.com.
Whackmatters.com. All right. So let's go ahead and wrap it up. Michael, if people want to find you or Baby on the Beat on the internet, how can they do that?
Baby on the Beat is everywhere on the internet. She's very likable on the websites. So lots of people share. The sources originate from here, me or her mother. Here we go.
Oh, she's right there. I
could have
done that.
Baby on the Beat. My name is Michael Knipp. You can find me at twitter.com/MichaelKnipp or facebook.com/TheRealMichaelKnipp. Michael spelled normal. Knipp is KNIPP.
If you want to find me, it's twitter.com. I'm at Drewby132. That's DREWBY132. Or Facebook. Excuse me.
Intense.
Facebook.com/Drewby132. If you want to email us, if you've got some awesome, Michael's a rookie. He doesn't know how to use these things yet.
It's true.
If you know how to use these things, I would like to share your information with Michael, podcast@whackmatters.com. And guys, feel free to geek out, on this awesome audio technology. If you're a fan of Baby on the Beat,
I just shifted the whole camera with that.
If you're a fan of this Baby on the Beat, let us know, podcast@whackmatters.com. What's the culture? WhackMatters.com.
We have to get used to this.
We've got American Idols. More episodes coming this week. Cultural screening is coming up. I Can't Know Music, On the Music is currently on hiatus, but that should come back to the site eventually at some point, so keep an eye out for that. We'll give more news for that one.
Check out the back episodes.
Yeah, there's a lot of back episodes, and I recommend the podcast. Check it out.
I'm going to guess if you are a person on Earth, it is extremely likely you've not heard the back episode, so check those out.
Check it all out. If you want, and
The TV show, too.
Obviously, we want you to listen to all of them. If there's one specific one that they should check out, Michael, can you give a recommendation?
Right now, I would specifically recommend American's Idol. It's a different thing. It's his thing.
Okay.
Are you talking about a special episode?
If there's a specific one of I Can't Know Music that you would recommend. What's your favorite episode that you've done so far? Or your favorite album that you've covered?
I mean, if we're talking about, like, favorite albums, I would either check out both parts of Pink Floyd's The Wall, or My Chemical Romance's, the one I'm wearing as a t-shirt, The Black Parade.
Black Parade, that's a good album.
Though I really still like, I think the first two that we did were, there's a baby, is she hungry? The baby has to go, Saved by Molly.
Got it.
David Bowie's original album. David Bowie, and the Protégé album. Like, it's a reggae thing, but we also got to, like, look up Rastafarian.
You're white, man.
How
Michael,
white
okay.
can I be today?
It's okay. It's
Rastafarian culture, and that's that was interesting.
I mean, look at him. He's white. I mean, we can forgive him for
I'm
that.
A fat white dude. What can you say?
Yeah. It's to be expected. All right. So, yeah, that'll be it for this week's episode of hashtag follow the conversation. And if Michael will stop playing with the can of air. This has been me, your host, Drew B, with my co-host,
Michael.
Stop broadcast.